Glory to Jesus Christ. Today is Cheese Fair Sunday. It is also known as Forgiveness Sunday. Forgiveness is a quality that we see in God. For example, many times in the Old Testament, God the Father's love is expressed in the mercy and forgiveness that he showed the Israelites. Now today, we also remember the expulsion of Adam and Eve from paradise because of their sin. Remember this today because Christ, God the Son, when he descended into Hades and found Adam, he granted humankind the forgiveness of sins. In the prayer to the Holy Spirit, we ask the Holy Spirit for forgiveness when we say, "Cleanse us of all stain." And this is what John Chrysostom had to say about forgiveness. "Nothing makes us so like God as our readiness to forgive the wicked and wrongdoer." So these statements, we see the act of forgiveness ever present in the Holy Trinity. Based on Chrysostom's statement, we see that forgiveness is a major attribute of theosis. Theosis meaning becoming godlike. And that's a small g for godlike, okay? So for us to become godlike, it is important for us to work on forgiveness. To start with, we must believe that Christ is the perfect example for us in how we are to live by truly his forgiveness of us when we go to him, especially in the mystery of repentance or sacrament of penance. Then we are ready for the hard part, forgiving each other. This afternoon, our church gives us an opportunity to work on our forgiveness in the service of Forgiveness Vespers. This is a very appropriate time to have this service of forgiveness as a lead-in to the Great Fast. Now, you might say, well, why am I saying that? Because normally when we think of the Great Fast, we think of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. But what it boils down to is that the Great Fast is about repentance. So what does forgiveness have to do with repentance? Well, let us go back in time and think about when someone may have hurt us and then asked for our forgiveness. What might be the first thing we look for here? An apology, maybe? Some remorse? Repentance. Then maybe you might look for some sign or hope that the person has changed a little so that your relationship can continue and even grow. So we see that repentance is a big part of forgiveness. Just as we forgive others and ask others to forgive us, it is vital that we also repent to the Lord. For a sin against others is a sin against the Lord. And just as important as expressing our sorrow for our sins, we need to commit to changing our lives, which will allow us to aspire to the heavenly kingdom. By changing our lives, I mean being kinder, help the poor, feed the hungry, reach out to others with love. Now, this can be difficult to do at times, sometimes even very difficult. But we can find strength and wisdom for our repentance and changing our lives in the Scriptures. Earlier in the year, you were given a church calendar, and hopefully you still have it, right? Everybody's got it, right? Okay, good. So if you look at that calendar, we can find readings for the 40-day fast to reflect on. It starts with creation, which goes beyond any imagination that we can have, including creation of Adam and Eve. Readings we find in Genesis. We also read in Genesis about Adam and Eve's sin. But maybe more importantly for us is that we find in Genesis God's salvific plan for us. Strength comes in knowing that we can be saved. This salvation comes in fruition in Jesus Christ's death for our sins. We can also find strength in reflecting on Christ's passion and come to understand and feel the bitterness of his suffering and death and the seriousness of our sins which caused his death, so that we can't help but be motivated to repent. By true repentance, only then can we come to enjoy the risen Christ. We find wisdom in our daily readings of Proverbs. Proverbs complements the law of Moses, and that it gives us a way of living, which was given to us by God and firmly established by Jesus Christ. Proverbs instructs us to listen to God and to wait for him at his doors, which we can only do by the way we live. Now, as we start the great fast tomorrow, let us remember in today's gospel about fasting with humility. That is not to take pride or to show off what we're doing because of our fasting, or to go to the other extreme and talk about how much we're suffering because of it. Let's keep it in our heart. And if we do, then the one person that really needs to know about our fasting already does. Fasting starts out by purifying our body. Our body is the go-between of ourselves and the world where our passions lie. But it doesn't end there. By reducing how much and what we take in, our body becomes pure. But then, through prayer, this can transcend to the mind and the heart. This is why we fast, because it all starts with the body. Then we can pursue being pure of heart, which is our ultimate goal, which means letting go of our passions to resist our desires of this world in favor of those of the kingdom to come. The heart is what we ultimately want to purify, because that's where Jesus lives in each and every one of us, in our heart. And if we are pure of heart, then God will know, and he will know us. Being pure of heart keeps us on the right path back to God. It will keep us focused on the important things, which is not any earthly treasure. This is how to approach life in this world, to be in it, but not of it. For earthly things will corrode and die, and then we're left with nothing. It's important to remember that our heavenly treasures are also a result of our actions here on earth. So we shouldn't think of heavenly treasures just as something that's in the future, something we'll think about later, we'll get later, whatever. It's not. They're not only something we gain when we get to heaven, but it can start right here and right now by our actions. Forgiving others, kindness, love, and repentance. The graces that we may receive from God because of these actions are heavenly treasures. This is our goal in our life in this world, to end up in the kingdom of God, eternal life with our Creator. St. Paul, in his letter today to the Romans, reminds us about resisting our passions. He says, "Let us live honorably, not in carousing, drunkenness, quarreling, lust, or jealousy." He is saying that these passions belong to the darkness. But because of our baptism, we can and should forsake these passions in favor of the true light, that of Jesus Christ. That because of our baptism, we are already a part of the kingdom, which we will be able to fully realize if we abandon the darkness, our passions. Paul also says that part of the darkness is judging others. He goes on to say that that is the job for the Lord. I think more to the point is that we shouldn't worry about what others are doing. We should concentrate on our own relationship with Jesus Christ. So let us do this by reaching out to the light, by embracing love, kindness, and forgiveness, all qualities of the light. As we approach this great fast with prayer, fasting, and repentance, let us remember the words of John Chrysostom. Nothing makes us so like God as our readiness to forgive. Slava Jesus Christus.